During the softball SASC U15A Provincial Championship Final at Optimist Park back on Sunday, July 16, a group of parents were huddled around a table keeping tabs on something that was happening on a smartphone. That something was the game-changer live stream of the U13A Championship Final up in Saskatoon, as the Moose Jaw Ice took on the Regina Fighting Saints for provincial gold. The game was tied 10-10 with two outs in the bottom of the seventh and the ice at bat, but something strange had happened. The app appeared to have froze for several minutes with runners on second and third and Riley Ziffel at the plate. Moments later, the reason for that hang was revealed. Ziffel had hit a walk-off, game-winning double, and with that, the Moose Jaw Ice were the 2023 softball SASC U13A provincial champions. Shortly after, an announcement over the public address system drew a hearty cheer from the hundreds of fans in attendance. "It was really good. The girls came out on Sunday like they really wanted to win that championship," said ice coach Marie Wright. "We have six on the team where this was their third year trying, so they were pretty excited. All the girls came out and played hard and were great." Things had gone well for Moose Jaw through the round robin, but they weren't perfect. The Ice defeated the Saskatoon Raiders 15-2, Lumsden Cubs 12-1 and Prince Albert Aces 6-1, but had dropped a 13-9 decision to one of their nemesis in the Regina Lasers. Their 3-1 mark was still more than enough to advance the Ice to the quarterfinals, where they opened with a 10-2 win over the Saskatoon Hustlers. That set up a semifinal rematch with the Lasers, and this time things were much different. A 4-run fourth inning and 5 more runs in the sixth gave Moose Jaw a 9-3 win. "We lost the game in the round robin to the Lasers and came back and beat them in the semifinal, so that was a really nice comeback for us," Wright said. "They played well all weekend, they got on their bats and their defense was great, especially in that semifinal and final." The provincial champion Moose Jaw U13A Ice with their sponsorship banner. Submitted. Callie Bell was 2-for-3 with a run scored and 4 runs batted in to lead the Ice offense, while Aspen Olofsson was 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored and 3 RBI. Ziffel also had a pair of hits and scored 2 runs. Chloe Struby got the semifinal start and allowed 2 runs on 2 hits over 4 innings, striking out 6. Ziffel finished things off, allowing a run on 3 hits and striking out 4 over the final 2 innings. That sent the Ice to the gold medal game and all the drama that unfolded. Moose Jaw scored a pair of runs in each of the first 2 innings and 3 more in the third to lead 7-4 through 3 innings, and they extended their edge to 9-4 with a pair of runs in the fourth. The Saints battled back with 2 runs in the fifth, another 3 in the sixth, and after Moose Jaw put up 1 in the fifth. Tied the game in the top of the seventh, setting up the walk-off win. Emmy Blanchard and Kinley Gottselig hit back-to-back singles to lead off the final inning, a sacrifice bunt by Taya Babich moved them into scoring position, and 2 batters later, Ziffel doubled to right field to give Moose Jaw the title. Bell and Gottselig each had 3-for-3 games and knocked in 3 runs, while Blanchard was 2-for-2 and scored 3 times. Olofsson scored a pair of runs and had an RBI, while Ziffel had a pair of hits and scored a pair of runs to go along with her 2 RBI. Struby allowed 5 runs, none earned, on 3 hits over 4 innings, striking out 8 in the process, before Ziffel finished things off, allowing 5 runs on 5 hits and 5 walks over the last 3 innings. All in all, Wright pointed to the team receiving contributions from throughout the lineup as their major key to the win. "Some of the girls who had been struggling with the bats had them come alive, so you get the bottom of the order batting in 4 runs in a game, that really helps the offense find a way to win," Wright said. "And we always have good pitching, so when we can put more runs up that always makes a difference." With the provincial title, the season comes to an end for the U13A Ice. But there's plenty of optimism for the future and what this group might be able to accomplish. "Next year, hopefully this same team has just as good a year and they get to go to nationals," Wright said. "That would be pretty amazing."